The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash. I will give over to him your authority. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulders. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot, to a place of honor for his family. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forget the work of your hands. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forget the work of your hands. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The Lord is exalted, yet the lowly he sees, and the proud he knows from afar. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depths of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments and unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given the Lord anything that he may be repaid? For from him and through him and for him all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see how Jesus chose the first pope, and he gave him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now again, I think it's so important that he chose the pope because who am I to think anything about what Jesus Christ does? But the reality is that Jesus does what he does for us. He does it so the church may be led. And again, the same Jesus chose the popes throughout the centuries, and he chooses the pope we have today. And he says of Pope Francis, "You have the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you declare loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven." And so that's a big power, huh? That's why people that sit there and just complain about the pope, the arrogance of people like that, the arrogance of someone who thinks that they know better, the arrogance of people that think that they know better than Jesus Christ, whom he chose, whom he gave the Holy Spirit to. And our job, though, is to, if we don't agree with him, we pray for him, we fast for him, we do these things, but we must obey him. Huh? Jesus is the one who chooses. Jesus is the one who we need to obey, but he speaks to us through a pope. And the reason he does that is so not everybody makes up their own things as they go along. Now, if he leads us and challenges us to things we're not used to, again, that's the living tradition of the church. And so today, just simply, am I one that sits back and complains about the Pope or about the church or about people that don't agree with me? And don't you get it? No one's here to agree with you or agree with me. We're called to be obedient to Jesus where he leads us. Period. You and I were created by God. We are not the God of the universe. We need to follow as Jesus leads us through his Pope. Now again, people say, well, we've had bad popes before. Absolutely we have. But they were immoral popes. None of them ever taught heresy. Look it up. Be real. This is the reality. So, when we have a very moral, holy Pope who's humble, and again and again, the one thing that the devil cannot imitate is humility. So for those crazy people out there that says the Pope is from the devil, they don't have humility. They have pride, the original sin of the devil. So please, today, let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Let us be obedient. If we don't agree, we pray even more. We don't just yell and carry on and think we're the ones that have all the answers, because we're not, including me. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.